Now, we have a group of people here from an organization called Skyway Cats. And I guarantee it, not a lot of people know about it.
No, this is...
I didn't know anything about it.
No, when you told me they were coming on, that was the first I had heard.
Yeah.
So we're going to learn something about Florida that we might not know.
Okay. So introduce yourself, sir, and give us a little beginning. Tell us what it's all about.
I'm Greg Schroeder. I'm a truck driver. I found them about 9 years ago, driving over to Skyway. The red tide was going on, and the pier was shut down, and I saw all the cats lined up on the guardrail. So I pulled, being a cat lover, I pulled around, and I looked at the conditions, just horrible. No water, no food. So I just went and bought food and water, brought it to them, and I never left them. Never left them. And they were in three different locations, at the rest area, middle bridge, and then the big bridge.
What year was this?
I'm not sure the year, but I'm into it about 10 years, close to 10 years. And so I slowly got footing in there, set up feeding stations, cleaned up.
And this is where? At the foot of the bridge?
Yeah, the South Skyway. The South Skyway. And so I would set up pretty elaborate stations, and they would get stolen.
Oh, man.
And
when you say a station, what do you mean?
Feeding? Like a pallet and then a container and bowls, stainless steel bowls, mulch. I would mulch it, clip all the things, spray for bugs, and then it would be gone the next week. So I'd get pretty pissed off, and I would leave notes. And, you know, what's going on here? Who's doing this? You know, leave him alone. It's cats. Nothing. A year goes by. Finally, somebody leaves me a note and says, look, this is the deal. We're trying to take care of them. And so I got in contact with him. It was Cheryl from Gulf Shore in Bradenton. So she was up there, and Sue Roundtree from Cat Trap Fever was up there. So people were trying. And
where did these cats come from?
I think they were dumped. They were up there for years.
Are they all related, or is this people just dump them all the time?
I think a mixture of things. And then they told me a guy, Howard Phelps, and Dave, who was a snowbird, used to go up there. But Howard fell through a roof and broke his hip. So he was the main caretaker. So he wasn't able to get up there. So thank God I went up there and just turned things around for him. And at one point I counted 37 cats, and that wasn't in the cave system. So it was pretty heavily populated. And this was at three different locations. So
do people adopt them? Do you try to get them placed?
I took in four of them personally. Maria, there was wonderful cats up there that people should have took.
But most of the cats up there are not socialized to humans.
Right.
And they can't be adopted. You can't go near them. We've taken out all of the friendly ones and the kittens.
Right.
But the ones that are there, that's their home.
Right.
That's where they live.
And we deal with it, and we love them, and we give them the best nutrition and vetting, and it is what it is.
Do you guys arrange to have them spayed and neutered?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, absolutely. They're all done that way.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. If you're feeding stray cats, the worst thing you can do is to keep feeding them and not get them spayed or neutered.
Right.
And you don't have to pay anything for that if you can trap them. Friends of Strays has a great program named Pinellas Cats Alive.
Right.
They'll lend you a trap. You trap the cat, they'll spay and neuter, they'll vaccinate it and treat it for fleas. And then you let it back out into its outdoor home. So I would encourage anyone who's feeding cats outside to get them fixed.
Right. And there's a lot of situations like that, you know, the people love the cats, but they just don't take that extra step. So you could go borrow a trap and go have that cat fixed and then return it. But they just don't take that extra step. They expect somebody to fall out of the sky and do it for them, and it's just not going to happen. It takes money, time. Just go do it.
Yeah.
And they love the animals, but they won't take the time to do it.
Do you have a website that people can go to?
We do have a website. It's skywaycats.com. We have an Instagram, which is at Skyway Cats South. We have a Facebook page that's Skyway Cats. So I would encourage everybody to follow us. We need more followers. We're relatively new, don't have a lot of social media presence. And we've got 4 cats now to adopt because 10 of them were dumped on us at the Skyway.
Right after the article.
We're doing a pretty good job.
Which
with
article?
Dirk Shad wrote a piece in the Tampa Bay Times, a photo essay, and about 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We got in the wake of that article, we got more donations in 2 days than we'd had in 2 years before that. So it's been a great thing, but it's given us more visibility, which means some more problems too. So right below the sign that says "Do not dump your cats," we got 10 of them in a storage tote. Fortunately, one of our volunteers was there in the daytime, because if it had been in the evening when we usually go, we never would have found them.
Right.
So we got 9 kittens and a mom. We've been trying to adopt those out. They're on our Facebook and Instagram sites. We've got 3 or 4 kittens left and a mom to adopt out. So please go and look at those cats,
and they're beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful, very well socialized. These weren't feral cats. These were somebody's pets. Maybe they were outdoors, but they've been handled a lot by humans, obviously.
And I'm like not the first guy, but and then Maria and Warren came on site. We ran into them on a Sunday, and we're kind of defensive, me and my wife, about the colony, and they just wanted to help. And then it's just been a great friendship. And it snowballed into Kim, and just wonderful, wonderful.
I just posted the link to their Facebook page in the Facebook comments, so if anyone's interested.
Yeah, we got a good system now, and, you know, we don't want anybody messing it up.
Yeah,
I'm going to build a sniper tower. That's my next thing I'm going to build.
That's probably serious. Yeah. We are a 501c3 corporation as of 2 years ago, which is when I came on board.
And they're just beautiful cats. They're just
well, you know, terrible. When I moved one time over there at Dartmouth Avenue, there were cats laying up on the older cats laying up on the porch, and they weren't my cats, but they just, and then I was told that the people that lived there that moved out just left their cats.
Oh, yeah. Very
happens
common.
All the time.
Very
and these
common.
Cats were, you know, running around, and they would disappear and then come back later on.
Yeah, it's awful. People do that. They abandon the cats. You know, at least take them to a shelter.
Yeah.
I never understand that,
But then they started having kittens.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then I would try to give them away to people and everything. Yeah. So I went through that PAWS program and I had traps and
good.
We had them. One of them I still have.
Oh, great!
And it was we call him Jolene. It's a girl, and you know, she had the tip of the ear, you know, cut off. But she's wild, still wild. Every once in a while, she'll jump up and just go run like crazy into another room and then back again.
Right, yeah. It's tough. After about 12 weeks, it's tough to socialize a cat. Yeah. So if they've been outside most of their lives.
But you can do it.
You can do it with some cats with some time. I have one cat who's living in my house for 3 years. You can't go near her, and you never will be able to, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got food and shelter.
Some
we all do.
Put the mic up to your, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got battle wounds all over me.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love it.
Tell them how many cats you have, Greg.
13.
Oh, geez.
And I got 2 serious catios, and that's what I do. I love it. The biggest thing is the trailer parks. Mm-hmm. All these people are being priced out. Corporations came in. They think they could charge $2,000 for a single-wide trailer, and all the cat people are being flushed out, and all the feeders are going away. It's sad.
Yeah, it's hard to relocate a cat.
They can't afford the food. DeSantis is doing tax-free gas stoves, he should do tax-free cat food and vet bills.
There you go.
And well, we're not going to get into
I'm just saying politics
of that sort, okay? But
it's something to think about for him. It's,
yeah.
I mean, animals are good for our souls. And.
But, you know, some people, I remember, I don't know if you ever remember the bird lady of St. Petersburg. You know, when I first moved here in 74, there was Esther Wright was her name. And she rode a big tricycle-type bike. And she is filled with the seeds for birds and cat food and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she rode around downtown St. Pete.
Awesome.
And I was working at the St. Pete Times at the time, and I thought, well, let me ride with her one day. So I rode with her one day, and I was shocked. Yeah. People were cursing at her, throwing stuff at her.
Yeah.
They were upset, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's that attitude because she was feeding these strays.
And they
would gather. And every time she would come at the same time every morning, mm-hmm. and right, you know, 10 minutes before she came, they started gathering at certain places around town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get cat haters all the time. We have a number of other colonies, and in fact, tomorrow I'm going out to trap, help somebody out who 78 years old, and this guy is harassing her for feeding the cats. The cats have been there way longer than he has, but we run into people poisoning cats.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's irrational hatred.
Yeah,
of
this
cats.
Isn't our only.
Greg's got a number of colonies that I think spends all weekend.
Yeah, and just the obstacles and the attitudes, it's just ignorant. I listened to your interview the other day and just, I don't get it.
I
don't get it.
Yeah.
The guy thought the cats were taking down pelicans.
Yeah, well, you know, we...
Or the poisoning of the grandchildren.
Yeah, with the poop. Keep your kids out of cat poop, they bury.
Well, like I said,
well, listen, thanks for coming down, and
thank you for having us.
We'll just have to.
And there's a lot of people trying to fight this effort everywhere. They're trying to fight this effort.
Okay, so check out our website, Adopt a Cat.
There you go.
And thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.